So basically, I want to encourage you all to make sure that there is a difference between the hours that you're working and the hours that you're supposed to be off of work. Welcome back to the Society Says podcast, everyone. Unfortunately, it's just going to be me today. No guest, but they will be back very soon. I just feel very inspired to talk about a very specific subject today, and that is stress and how stress really can eat at you. I don't know how many of you guys have heard of the saying stress kills, which is a little morbid. I don't really like using that saying, but I've been thinking about it a lot because, as probably some of you guys know, if you keep up on the Society Says Instagram, I shared what happened to me. Well, when you guys are listening to this, I've been in recovery for a week now. So I guess it was over a week ago that I was going through a very miserable time of my life and the most pain that I was ever in ever. I never experienced any pain like this before. And it was definitely a mental struggle for me as well. It was one of those things I thought was never going to end. Just never. And very hard for my mind to be able to be at ease. But the reason I bring this up is because when I kept going to different doctors, all of them were telling me that this was probably brought on by stress. And that is not the first time that I've been told by doctors that whatever sickness that I have is being brought on by stress. That is a very common thing for me to hear from doctors. So, I mean, you can imagine my whole life I've been hearing that, and I have a pretty weak immune system. So I've gotten sick many times in my life. I get sick all the time. And so for doctors to say that all the time means that I am literally in a constant state of stress, which is not good. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about how important it is to make sure that we are managing our stress level, that we are listening to our bodies and our mind, so that we know what we need to do to calm ourselves down and to make ourselves, make sure that we're in a better place. So obviously from experience, I really do believe that our mental state plays a huge role in our physical state too. It plays a role in if we get sick, if we get injured, if how we act throughout our day, how we treat other people, and beyond that. So what are some ways that we can first recognize the state that we're in? And I would say, for me personally, what I am trying to implement into my life more is starting my day off right. And for me, doing yoga or any sort of meditation in the morning helps me to take the time to really listen to my body and to listen to my state of mind and to really realize where I am, what is bothering me. If I am stressed out, I will definitely feel it while I'm meditating or doing yoga because I won't be able to relax. If I'm not that stressed out, I'll also be able to feel that. I'll be able to feel the peace in my body. So for me, getting into a meditative state, whether that's I'm literally just sitting down meditating or if I'm going through a yoga flow, whatever it is, I try to get into that state so that I can listen to my body. And I kind of want to talk about that more because there might be some people who are listening and they're like, okay, well, how do you listen to your body? And you can listen to your body by just noticing how tense you are. That's listening to your body. If you are so tense and you can't relax, something's wrong. Something's going on. Something is bothering you. There's something in your life that you just cannot let go. There's something that's worrying you or stressing you out or overwhelming you. So look for tension if there is any. Or when you go to relax at night, how easy is that for you? Is it difficult to just sit in bed and to like forget about work or whatever it is that you're doing with your day and to just be able to be there and relax? If that's not an easy thing for you, then again, just like the just like the tenseness that can be in your body, that means that there's something going on. The good thing about actually sitting down and meditating is that with meditation, you're focusing not only on like your body and what's going on, but you're also able to focus on your mind and what's going on in there too. If it's really hard for you to be able to sit and not think about things and to be able to just focus on, you know, breathing and just being present, then maybe there's something that's pressing on your mind. There's something that's bugging you. So for me personally, that's what I do and that's what's helped. But it's not good enough to just do that, because obviously I keep getting sick and I keep being told by doctors that it's because of stress. So there's more to it. And that's what I want to talk about next. So if anybody out there is like me and they work from home or they're building up their own business, that means that you're not told what your schedule is every day, and you're not told when to start work or when to end work. And if you're like me even more and you're a little bit of a workaholic, that means that you start your work day really early in the morning and you don't end it until like close to midnight, which is not good. Do not do this. And this is something that I am taking a lot more seriously after the misery that I went through the other week. I do not want to have to repeat that. So I'm going to take this more seriously. So what I have decided to do, and I did talk a little bit about this in an Instagram TV that I did for my personal Instagram. I talked about how I am going to start my workday between 9 and 10 in the morning. And I have that window just because, like I said, I like to start my day off on the right foot so that I'm hopefully being able to start it in peace and in a relaxed state. So sometimes it doesn't take that long for me to do that, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer. So I like to give myself just a window of time that I'd like to start work. I used to say I would stop work at 8 p.m., but it's so easy for me to blow right past 8 p.m. without even realizing. So I decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop working once I go and cook dinner, because I am a firm believer that triggers for your mind are so, so good. So a lot of people talk about how having things and actions that you do at night helps your mind to get ready for bed. So like a lot of people say, like brushing your teeth or reading a book helps your mind to be able to switch from like work mode to, okay, we're winding down, we're going to go to bed soon. But for me personally, that's a little bit too late in the day. So I decided to use dinner as my first trigger for my mind to know that it needs to start winding down for the night. It needs to leave work behind and start to relax. And part of that is because dinner is something that, you know, you have to do. And it's usually around, you know, anywhere between like 5:30 and 7:30 for me. It kind of just depends how hungry I am at whatever time, which is, I feel like, a good time to end my workday. And also, I'm ending it on something that I love, which is eating food. So all around, I think it helps with my mental health. But it also is so early in the evening that it allows me to do so many things before I go to bed. So many things that will help me to relax, whether that is binge watching a TV show or watching a movie that I've been wanting to watch, or going on a walk or a run with my husband, or playing board games, whatever it is, I have multiple hours to be able to do, you know, whatever I want that will make me happy and put a smile on my face and doesn't involve working. So basically, I want to encourage you all to make sure that there is a difference between the hours that you're working and the hours that you're supposed to be off of work. For me, it can get a little confusing, because for work, I have a camera in my hand all the time, or I'm at my computer editing. When I'm off of work, I still sometimes have a camera in my hand and sometimes still editing. So for me, I need to make sure that when I have that camera in my hand, when I'm not supposed to be working, I need to make sure that whatever it is that I'm filming, I'm having fun and I'm not putting pressure on myself to get that perfect video. because it's not work related. So if you're in a similar situation where your work life is kind of similar to when you're not working, try to find that difference so that when you're not working but you're doing something that's similar, try to make it so that you're at least not putting pressure on yourself with whatever it is that you're doing, so that what you're doing is still relaxing, it's still fun, it's still putting a smile on your face and not stressing you out. And while I'm on the topic with talking about my work and what I do specifically, because I know that there's a lot of people who can relate to what I'm about to talk about, which is posting on Instagram. And some of us post every single day, and we're very adamant about, you know, making sure that we're posting every day, that we're posting on our stories throughout the entire day, that we're just being as active as possible. And maybe some of us think that if we don't do that, if we like miss a day, just everything is going to crumble and all of our work is just going to like wash away. I'm here to tell you guys to stop stressing about that, because that's not the case. I just took like a week and a half off of posting. I posted on my story probably like 3 times, and I think I made maybe 2 posts, and it was just because I had to, because a video had to go up. But other than that, like I took like a whole week and a half off, and like nothing really changed for me. And it made me realize that it's so ridiculous to stress about that. Social media is supposed to be there to help you, you know, but I don't think that it needs to be something that should be adding stress to your life. So I just wanted to insert that, because social media is such a big thing right now. And especially people who have their own brand or their own company, or, you know, you're trying to be an influencer of some sort, social media is like the go-to thing, and it really is so helpful. But I think it can also be kind of toxic in the fact that it can cause so much stress in our life. So if you're someone, you know, you're kind of nodding your head listening to this right now, you're like, yep, yeah, I understand that, I can relate. Please just try to keep in your mind that it's okay if you miss a day or two. It's okay if you miss a week, even 2 weeks. You know, it's fine. Life happens, and people understand that. If people are going to follow you, it's because they genuinely enjoy what they see on your account. You know, if you go missing for like a week or something, you know, off of social media, it's not like they're all going to just unfollow you, because that just means that they weren't loyal from the beginning. So just try to keep that in mind. And again, I just say that because that kind of relates to what I've been going through too with stress and everything. I've really been trying to like dive more into the whole social media thing. And it's funny because I was trying to do it in a healthy way, but it's so easy for that stress to sneak up on you without even realizing it, which is what I want to talk about next. It's so easy to not even realize how stressed out you are. And that's why I encourage you all to find a way to listen to your body at some point in the day. So for me, like I said, it's in the morning when I do my yoga or my meditation, or even sometimes I like I'm not in the mood to do that, and sometimes I'll just read. You know, basically I just need to be able to do something where it's quiet around me so that I can really just pay attention to myself. But maybe for you, maybe it's in the middle of the day, or maybe it's right before you go to bed. But I just encourage you to just look inward and notice your body and your state of mind at some point through the day, every single day, so that you can keep tabs on yourself, so that you can recognize if there's stress that's starting to seep into your life. It's the worst when you realize that, you know, at the end of the week, you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed out, and I didn't even realize that this was happening to me this week. It's so easy and it's so quick for stress to just build up, and it's so easy to feel overwhelmed. And when you get to that point where you're feeling overwhelmed, it's really hard sometimes to be able to go backwards and to reverse that. So I can't say this enough. Please just try to make a habit to find something that helps you every single day to just look inward and notice what's going on with your state of mind and with your body. So to slowly start to wrap things up, I want to share with you just some things that have helped me along the way to help lower my stress when I start to feel like I'm, you know, starting to get stressed out. So I already talked about yoga and meditation. Don't worry, I won't talk about it anymore. But the next thing is actually eating healthy, which sounds probably a little bit weird, but as you know, or as you probably know, just keeping your body healthy in general is going to help with your mental state. So that means eating healthy and exercising. So right now I just want to talk about eating healthy. It really matters what you're putting into your body, because what you put into your body is how you're going to feel. If you're constantly snacking, eating cereal and candy and eating fast food all the time, you're probably going to feel pretty crappy all the time. But if you switch it up and you are putting good fruits and vegetables and wholesome foods into your body, then you are going to feel better. You're going to feel more energized and therefore feel more confident, you know, facing things head on. And I know that maybe for some of us this sounds a little bit weird, but I can say from experience that it makes a huge difference. I went through a phase in high school where I pretty much only ate bread, which is probably why I'm allergic to it now. But I would only eat, like, I would eat so much pasta and so many bagels and sandwiches and cereal and just not great stuff. And it really started to affect me in dancing. I would go to dance class and, like, I just had zero energy. Like, I would do like 10 jumping jacks and just be out of it. And I was like, what the heck? Like, I know that I'm in shape. And it was because of what I was fueling my body with. And that's what eating is. It is fueling your body. So if you are choosing to eat junk, then you're fueling your body with junk. And therefore, you're not going to have that much energy and you're not going to be able to do that much or feel that great. So just be mindful of the way that you're treating your body and what you're putting into it. And then obviously exercising, like, I don't mean that you have to go out and do some crazy, like, 5 mile run, you know, 7 mile, whatever is a lot of running to you. I don't mean that you have to do that and, like, go out on, like, a huge bike ride and do, like, a crazy, like, HIIT workout, lift weights. I just mean every day or every other day, even just go do something active, go on a walk, go on a hike. You know, maybe go for a short bike ride or do even yoga. Like, just getting your body moving is so, so important. Moving your body and fueling it with good stuff is going to help keep you healthy, and therefore it's going to keep your mental state also in a healthy place. And I mean, therefore you're going to be happy, and that is, that's going to help you also with fighting stress, is being in a happy state of mind. The next thing is writing in a journal. So I'm not always, like, the biggest fan of writing because my hand gets really tired, and I just don't really like it. But, you know, sometimes I feel like writing, but when I don't feel like it, I actually just kind of doodle. I'll kind of put my day into a doodle. And really the reason that I continue to do this is because I do think it's important to document, but I also think that, you know, if you have a hard day, like, putting it out on paper is good, even if you do it in, like, a cute little doodle. Just making sure that you are putting anything that's stressing you out or, you know, making you sad or upset, just put it out on paper. Even if you had a great day, put it on paper. I just feel like writing in a journal is so helpful. You know, putting things physically down on paper can really, really help. And speaking of which, more specifically, writing down what is bothering you. So that is different from journaling, because journaling is more just like documenting, you know, and kind of just having a place to write down what happened or, you know, to mark significant events in your life. But I also have a separate place where I'll write down whatever is bothering me. So if I feel like I am starting to feel really anxious or nervous or worried about anything, I'll usually just grab my phone. I won't actually, like, physically write it down. I'll grab my phone and I'll just sit down and ask myself, what is bothering me? And I'll just go point by point writing things down that are bothering me. Even if it's just slightly bothering me, I'll still write it down. And this helps me to just sort it out. I'm very much somebody that likes to sort things and organize and just, I feel like I'm in order all the time. So personally, this helps a lot with me, maybe it won't help with everybody. Maybe people don't really care too much about sorting things out. But I mean, even besides the whole sorting and organizing thing, again, I think it's just good to get your thoughts out on paper or like on your notes in your phone. It just helps you to actually visually be able to see what is eating at you. And then when you see it written down, you can, again, go to the top of the list and go down and you can ask yourself point by point, how can I fix this? How can I look at this differently? How can this affect me in a more positive way rather than negative? And you can just come up with solutions, even if it's like the smallest solution, just come up with something that will change it even remotely. The last thing is to talk to people you love and people who love you back. Because we all have those people that we can go to and they are there. They are ready to drop what they're doing to help us, to talk things through. Or you don't even have to talk about what's bothering you. Literally just talk to these people so that they can put a smile on your face, so that they can make a difference in your day. That's what's so amazing about having our close-knit circle, having those go-to people that we just love talking to because they make us so happy. I do it all the time. Anytime I'm feeling stressed about something, especially like the weather, if it's like freaking me out, or if I am on like a road trip and I'm feeling lonely, I have three go-to people: my mom, my sister, and my husband. They will all help me so much if I'm feeling stressed, if I'm starting to feel really anxious, if I'm feeling lonely. They are always there for me. And they're my go-to people because it's not like I have other It's not like I don't have other people to go to, but these are my three main people because they know exactly what to say to me to put me in a better mood, to make that shift. But really, all of my friends are awesome, and I'm sure that all of them could help me. But I just think having in your mind like at least three go-to people, because I mean, over time, those people will probably just figure it out that they're your go-to people. And they're always ready to be there for you anytime you call. So it definitely doesn't hurt. And I mean, you can even ask these people like, hey, will you just be there for me when I call, so that if I'm feeling sad or something, I have someone to talk to. I'm sure that they would be totally, totally down to say yes, and you know, to be there for you. Because I mean, hey, if they're a true friend or a true family, like, they're going to be there for you, so don't even stress. Overall, I just really, really hope that you guys can begin to understand the importance of managing your stress, recognizing the state of mind that you're in and how it's affecting your body, because those two really, they go together. If your mind isn't in a good spot, your body isn't going to be in a good spot, and vice versa. You need to notice both of them and take care of both of them. So again, I'm going to say this again. Try to do something every single day that helps you to look inward at your body and your mind, to just keep tabs on how you're doing. And if you're off, if you're not doing good, have those things that you go and do that make you feel better, even if it's only a fraction better than how you were before. That difference, it'll change everything. So please just do that one thing after listening to this podcast episode. With that, I am going to say thank you for listening, and I hope that this was helpful to any of you out there who struggle with the same thing. You struggle with feeling overwhelmed and feeling stressed, and especially if you're somebody who also usually gets sick from it, because this honestly happens to me way more than it should be. But I just want you all to know that I'm always here for you. If you have not yet already, go follow the Society Says Instagram. You can always send me a DM. I'm there to talk. I'm there to listen. I am there for all of you. And just don't ever hesitate if you need someone to talk to. I'm always there. I hope that you're all doing well. I hope that you're all staying strong through these weird, weird times that we're in. And I just hope that you keep your head up high and know that this will not last forever. There is always an end to whatever you're going through. So just keep pushing forward. Keep staying busy, you know, try new things, learn new things, and just have fun. And don't forget to talk to your loved ones. And I appreciate all you guys so much. Have an awesome day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in next week as well. Bye.